not the highest priority I have, although a boyfriend would be nice. She also said her top two red flags are bad breath and a lack of generosity. Because, you know, she's just scraping by. Reese Witherspoon is divorcing her husband after 12 years. Nathan Lane says his Birdcage co-star Robin Williams protected him before he was ready to come out. Ugh. On to the next story. Arrested Development is no longer leaving Netflix. And God, Grey's Anatomy.
Got signed up for another season, right?
That show is so old, it goes back to the
origin. How old is it, Greg?
How many episodes do we know?
Well, they're hitting, what, 20, how many seasons now?
20 years in about 24 years, so two times, so about 480 episodes.
I was going to say, they got to be getting close to 500, yeah.
How'd you like to sit down at that writer's meeting about writing next week's show?
Coming up with an idea.
We already did it. I already did it. Yeah.
I think some of the original stars have left that show. But, you know, that speaks to the dearth. That's a short, big word for lack of. Due to the lack of new original programming, a lot of these shows are surviving where in past years they might have been canceled. That's the way of the business. And that is your cheap and trashy for today as we reach the 7 o'clock hour. Shopping wiser means buying Kaiser Fine Home Furnishings. Their location at 4044 Wetumpka Highway is central to the area, so there's no excuses about inconvenience. And given that they have 65,000 square feet of selections, you would be amiss to not at least include them. Everything there is marked up to 60% off. They get free delivery to veterans and active duty military. And the expertise of Stella and Cheryl is available there where it is not somewhere else. These are not people who just write sales tickets. They can consult if you're looking to add something to a room or a spot in your home that needs something, you're not sure what. This is the place to go. I mean, yes, they have great sofas and living room sets and beautiful bedroom suites, but when it comes to that, you need something, you're just not sure what. Boy, they have an incredible collection of those too. By the way, whatever you buy, you save on sales tax because they're just beyond Montgomery's 10% tax. It's 8.25%. So shop wiser by Kaiser Fine Home Furnishings and enjoy a nice sneak preview at shopkaiser.com at 7:03.
Traffic is brought to you by Skipper Pools. Get pool repairs and renovations right now and have the coolest pool year-round. Call Skipper Pools at 356-0237. Skip the rest. Call the best. 356-0237.
Dad joke ahead. Random facts next hour.
From the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, here's the latest traffic update.
Well, we still have some rain in the area this morning. That is affecting traffic, and we've got a good bit now coming inbound from Wetumpka on Highway 231. Northeast Boulevard, Congressman Dickinson getting a bit busy. East South Boulevard at Troy Highway, that's another busy spot. Taylor Road picking up some traffic, I-65 and 85 light to moderate. Still got flashing red lights at Cobbs Ford Road at I-65. Use caution there. Keep it here. We'll keep you updated. Front Porch Grill in Millbrooks, where friends meet, home-cooked meals are served, and no one's a stranger. Stop by the Front Porch Grill, Deetsville Highway in Millbrook, Wendell, Jay, Skywatch Traffic.
Here comes Sun, Sun CDJR of Montgomery. Brubaker Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram is now Sun CDJR. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at Sun CDJR. Family owned, family driven.
Finding great people to hire is like trying to find a needle in a haystack. It's pretty difficult, right? Well, ZipRecruiter has mastered finding a needle in a haystack, so they take it to the next level. They make hiring so simple that it's like finding a needle in a needle stack. And that's why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. Here's what it's like to use ZipRecruiter. They have so many qualified candidates that it's easier to find the right ones for your roles. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. That's a lot of needles. So how do they do it? ZipRecruiter's powerful technology sends you candidates who are a great match for your job, and you can even invite your top choices to apply. So if you want less hay and more needles, head to ZipRecruiter.
And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/RADIO. ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness every Saturday at 10 a.m.
And now, Dad Joke Theater.
My boss died last week. I went to pay my respects.
Wait, you hated that guy.
I know, but when I saw him lying in the casket, I said, who's thinking outside the box now, Don?
Join us again for another Dad Joke Theater.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
At 7.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason.
Hello.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's judicial reform plan igniting a firestorm of protest all across the country. Nationwide demonstrations impacting every level of Israeli society. And now flights out of Israel's main international airport have been grounded in protest. It's affecting thousands of travelers. A federal disaster declaration approved for Mississippi, where weekend tornadoes killed at least 25 people and devastated the small town of Rolling Fork and nearby communities. Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves declaring a state of emergency. The death toll is 7 in Friday's powerful explosion. It leveled a chocolate factory in West Reading, Pennsylvania. The number of deaths rose after two bodies were pulled from the rubble. All of the missing now accounted for. Dow futures up 231. More details, srnnews.com.
Inflation is pushing up the cost of just about everything. Food, gas, clothing. But life insurance, which thanks to inflation you need now more than ever, actually costs less today than it did a few years ago. Now is the time to get the insurance you need at a price you can afford. Call SelectQuote now and we'll help you save more than 50% on term life insurance. In a hurry? Don't worry. With SelectQuote, you can get up to $2 million in instant, same-day coverage with no medical exam. That's right, get up to $2 million in instant, affordable, same-day coverage with no medical exam in under an hour.
Call SelectQuote now at 1-800-507-2266. That's 1-800-507-2266. Or go to SelectQuote.com now and get up to $2 million in instant, same-day coverage with no medical exam. That's 1-800-507-2266.
Full details on example policies at selectquote.com/commercials.
And wake. You're thinking of the job you must go to and hate. You want an extra hour so you can snooze. You can't do that. It's work for you. Monday, Monday, what you gonna do? What you gonna do now the weekend's through? Monday, Monday, what you gonna do? What you gonna do now the weekend's through?
Spent a few minutes over the weekend watching Cops Reload. I love the new format, where they have like a play-by-play and color analysis team, and then they go live to various police departments around the country. It's kind of cool.
Oh, I haven't seen it lately.
And getting the analysis in real time. And I'll tell you, the same thing I said when it was abruptly taken off the air because somebody might be offended. You have to watch it. A, it's compelling. It's not like driving past a car accident. It's just compelling, and you really have to appreciate what police got to deal with.
It's addictive.
Especially in this day of methamphetamine and fentanyl. I mean, they are constantly coming across people who are living on another planet, and you got to take a lot of abuse. It's a tough gig. We appreciate them here. That's our policy on News Talk 93.1 FM. It's that convenient time of 7-Eleven.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
There's a spin-up tornado damage this morning in parts of Elmore, Autauga, and Macon County. And there are some school systems that are starting 2 hours late this morning, including Autauga is one of them. Oh, gosh. Montgomery County Schools, and there's one more. My my brain is not working because I'm a little operating on fumes here. The airport had 2.36 inches of rain, but if you go north of here, some places between here and Birmingham have had 3 to 7 inches. Some roads are washed out. So our forecast, and the radar is active again this morning. Showers and thunderstorms are pretty numerous on the radar. That'll be mainly this morning, and I think by lunchtime, the storms are just about to leave southeast Alabama. With today's high 81, improvement this afternoon, dry through the evening hours tonight, low 57. Risk of scattered showers and thunderstorms arriving again before dawn tomorrow morning, and showers and storms around from time to time on Tuesday. A cooler day, high 71. Wednesday, clouds early, then sunshine later, high around 70. And then a warmer day and a nice day Thursday with a high around 77. Right now, let's see, on the radar, we got showers and thunderstorms. A pretty big band from Lafayette and Dadeville to Deetsville and Autaugaville. And then there's some more showers from Pike Road over to Tuskegee as well. Right now it's cloudy at 72 at 712.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
It's a great peace of mind to me to know that when there's a plumbing issue, and we all have plumbing issues, and of course it's always at a very inconvenient time. It's never convenient, but it's great to know that I know exactly who I'm going to call. It's not one of these where I used to try to, by a process of elimination, say, no, I can't call them again. No. It's going to be Plumbing by Lukewire. They will take care of you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and they never charge overtime, regardless of when you call. Plus, they're very courteous about telling you about when they're going to be there, and then pick up the phone and tell you that they're on their way. And then they diagnose the problem, tell you what it's going to cost, so there's no sticker shock at the end. I like that too. The whole house plumbing inspection, I highly recommend it. They check all your plumbing inside and out, and maybe there's a problem lurking that you don't know about. They're going to fix it it's a major problem. And if you're going to be taking a trip, you don't want to come home to a ruined home. And I've had neighbors here most recently who had to move out of their house actually for several days, a few weeks, while their house was refurbished after a pipe burst in the attic. All right, Plumbing by Lukewire, 264-9666. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. But if it is, give them a call, 264-9666, Plumbing by Lukewire, with their Alabama certification number 84417.
Loving it. For WAKA Channel 8, I'm Savannah Sab. Alexander City, Autauga County, Pike Road, and Montgomery Public Schools will have a 2-hour delay due to severe weather. Bus services for Montgomery Public Schools will start at 8:30, Elmore County Schools at 9, and Tallahassee City Schools will start at 10. In Montgomery, a car accident Sunday morning claimed the life of a child and seriously injured two adults. It happened around 11:30 in the 5300 block of Troy Highway. At the scene, they found a man who was driving a woman, a juvenile passenger, who all had life-threatening injuries. They were taken to a local hospital where the juvenile later died. The driver and passenger of the second vehicle were taken to a local hospital with non-life-threatening injury. And officials have released updated pictures of the progress at Montgomery Whitewater. The pool now has some water inside, and crews are laying sod and putting the finishing touches on landscaping. A Facebook statement says it'll open in summer of 2023. For more stories, watch Alabama News Network on WAKA Channel 8 and ABC 32. I'm Savannah Sab.
At a quarter past 7 o'clock, that water park has been a controversial thing since it was first proposed. It is running not only behind schedule, but way over budget.
Yep.
And I received a meme over the weekend from a listener who was livid. Let me see if we can find this. Yeah, from AL.com. Governor Meemaw sends education dollars to water park.
Oh, really?
Alabama Governor Kay Ivey has proposed using more than $300 million from Alabama's education budget for non-education expenses, including prison construction, and we can't get enough of those, and $25 million to a Montgomery water park, whatever it is, that's run behind schedule and over budget. See, they always propose these things, and they get passed. And weren't we talking about this water park like 10 years ago?
It seems that way.
I know it goes back.
I really stopped. I stopped keeping up with it because I just thought, this will take forever or likely won't ever happen. So I'm just not going to pay attention to it.
How about the golf course they built in a delightful area that never gets used?
Let's put it this way. The Montgomery Bypass will be finished before the water park. And when I came here in 77, that's when that was proposed.
Proposed, by the way. Not started construction, just proposed.
Yeah, that is the weirdest thing because there's parts of that big interchange out east that you could use.
The flyaway?
Yeah.
Well, by the way, that flyaway is going to be part that takes you to the new I-85. In other words, the current I-85 through town will be 685. So that's the flyaway is part of, but it'll never happen in our lifetime.
In our lifetime, no.
Well, I'm kind of getting up there, so. What kind of a lifetime are we talking? Jay, me?
It's not going to be my lifetime either.
By the way, have you ever been on that 1 mile stretch of highway?
I don't.
On the flyaway that takes you to Pike Road, and then it ends?
I have, but I don't know that you can take it both ways.
Oh.
I used to drive Chandra out to, what's that unique little, the lakes?
Yeah.
And you can use that coming back to Arrow, but I think you can't use it going out. I'm not sure.
Interesting.
17 minutes after 7 o'clock on News Talk 93.1 FM. Let me run over the food outlet specials. I was there yesterday, saw the whole gang, and the food outlet butcher was just putting out packages of chicken tenders. The big, I don't want to call them fat because they're very lean, but I like the one Rich is holding for those of you watching at home. These are the real deal chicken tenders. Yes, we grill some and serve them as treats to the dog, but there's so many different ways. I like to chop them up into a salad with vine ripe tomatoes from Food Outlet. Always got a great price on those, usually $1.26 for a 4-pack. So chicken tenders in the meat department, $1.99. Our old friend Chuck Roast is there waiting to be bought at $4.96 a pound. Pork spare ribs are $1.77. Oh, yeah, there we go, red ripe. Large tomatoes, those are individuals, picked off the bank, 87 cents a pound. All Coca-Cola products, 2-liter bottles, your favorite flavors, $1.63, or if you want to do the 6-packs of Coke or Diet Coke or Sprite, Coke Zero, those are 2 for $8, also a good price. And Kellogg's Egg Waffles, $2.88 for the big box. And Bluebell Ice Cream to wrap up your day. In fact, Bluebell Ice Cream melting into a hot waffle sounds good to me. $4.94 for a real half-gallon wash. Everything down with a gallon of Hawaiian Punch that's only $2.43. Pulau's, 3 locations. And by the way, yesterday I was at Coliseum Boulevard like I normally am. I went early because of the weather. I didn't even make it to the fresh fruits and vegetables when I met 2 very devoted listeners to our work. Really great guys. It was nice to have a chance to sit and talk. Added something to the Sunday morning shop. So thank you for choosing Food Outlet.
I met some of our listeners on the coast.
As a matter of fact, both of them said they were there because you were warning about the early morning weather yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
So you really do influence people. When Rich says there's bad storms coming, head to Food Outlet. That's how it works. Main Street in Prattville and Food Outlet on Highway 14 in pristine Millbrook. At 7:20, we are 1 minute away from the first of 2 really great convoluted intros to random facts. Pay close attention afterwards. You do a $10 food outlet pop quiz question.
The Tierce family has been your local Roto-Rooter service since 1964. Drain cleaning, plumbing repair, and those troublesome septic tanks? No problem. Technology has changed a bit in the last 54 years. Video inspections of lines to locate problems is available, as well as scheduling your appointment online. River Region residents have trusted Roto-Rooter for over half a century. You can too. Call today at 272-7130 or visit online at rotorooteralabama.com.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And we go troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Let me tell you something. He's becoming a big boy.
Who's your daddy?
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Today is March 27th, Quirky Country Music Song Titles Day. Celebrate tunes like Get Your Biscuits in the Oven and Your Buns in the Bed, or I Still Miss You, Baby, But My Aim's Getting Better, and If the Phone Don't Ring, You'll Know It's Me, or the quirkiest country song title of all, any Taylor Swift song that isn't about breaking up.
And now, she took the dog and my
random
facts.
And how did you build that as one of the quirkiest?
Quirky country songs I was gonna sing.
Yeah.
She took my truck and my dog and my random facts.
You sound like Obama singing a country.
That's song. What I realize now, and maybe I should have just spoken.
There's no hope and change.
R-E-S-P-C-T-R.
Did you know? Do you know anything about turkeys?
They're around.
The gobble gobbles?
They're supposed to be, I think it's a myth, but they're supposed to be stupid.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, yeah, like when it rains, they tilt their head
they
back
tilt
and
their
drown.
Head up and drown. I don't know if that's true or not.
I don't either. Did you know that male turkeys are more likely to attempt mating with a taxidermed female turkey? So, you're not wrong on that stupid part.
You know what? I think you're being a little harsh on the bird here. I think if it was attempting to mate with a frozen turkey, that might be a headline.
But wait, it gets better.
Oh, pardon me.
It gets better. They are more likely to attempt mating with a taxidermied female turkey head.
Whoa.
Without a body.
That's got to be very frustrating.
This is compared to a body without a head. They'll go for the head before they go for the body.
There's so many.
Well, I mean, I've been.
There's so many jokes here, but.
You've been drunk enough.
Face first.
There's been those nights
I'm
at the bar.
Just trying to be fair.
During last call.
Yeah, that's right.
Head over body.
What do they call that thing on top of the turkey's head? There's a word for it, and I usually know it, but I don't.
I know what you're talking about, and I don't know the name of it.
The appendage?
Yeah, it's called, I don't know what it's called.
Oh, I knew.
Somebody, knowing our listener base, somebody's going to call in and tell us exactly what that is.
Yes.
Knowing that they'll probably bring one by. Did you know, plenty of people got turkeys on their land. Did you know? Because Nintendo, I didn't know this. They tried to get the rights to the Popeye cartoon character. They couldn't get that. So they came up with their own character instead, which turned out to be Mario. So I think they were fine.
Yeah.
But I didn't know that Mario was kind of a result of not getting the rights to Popeye. Had they gotten the rights to Popeye, I don't necessarily know that Mario would have ever come about. That would be weird. Hmm. What a strange alternate timeline that would be. Did you know? Dr. John Harvey was so enamored with yogurt's effect on gut health that he promoted a pint of yogurt for his patients. Half of it to be eaten and the other half of it to be administered via enema.
This is where I draw the line.
Yeah.
On yogurts.
I didn't give you the full name of Dr. John Harvey. His last name, that's his first and middle name. His last name is Kellogg.
Oh, even better.
He's the one who came up with cornflakes.
Oh, so what did he use those for?
I know, right?
Well, let me just say this. Any friend of yours is an enema of mine.
See, there's a famous saying that says, any friend of yours is an enemy of mine, and he just used enema.
Did you know the platypus has no stomach?
Oh. Well.
I don't know how it does its whatever, but it has no stomach.
Oh.
No stomach.
But a platypus got to eat.
Yeah, they do.
What do they, don't they have like Purina platypus food or something?
The gullet connects directly to its intestines. There's no sac in the middle.
Oh.
That secretes powerful acids and digestive enzymes.
That's very efficient. It just eliminates the stomach.
It just goes right through.
That's one less organ to have to deal with. That's one less organ a platypus can get, like cancer in or something.
Platypus never has a stomach ache.
Right.
I took my dog and my truck and my platypus. Now I sound like, who's that?
Did you know? What number am I on here? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Okay. Did you know? I don't know. God, what year would this have been? Hang on. It was a game show that was on TV. 1961. Only one episode of this game show aired. Actually, I think two episodes may have aired. Here's what happened. It was a show hosted by Jackie Gleason.
Oh.
Called You're in the Picture.
Yeah. I've heard of this, but I'm not filling the details.
Its second episode was its final episode, but it was nothing but a monologue from Jackie apologizing for the first episode.
Oh.
Decreeing that it, and this is his quote, this is his words, laid without a doubt the biggest bomb in history.
How about that?
And, again, here's a quote, would make the H-bomb look like a 2-inch salute.
Holy okay. cow.
So again, folks, the name of the show is You're in the Picture, and the host was Jackie Gleason. Write that down.
Basically, the way the show worked was that they had, you know those things at carnivals and stuff where you poke your head through the hole?
Yeah.
You know?
The Giazem.
You get your picture taken with your head through the little
hole. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Giazem.
Yeah. Those.
I speak carny.
Yeah. Basically, it was a wall of those, and you had people sticking their heads through. And by the questions that they would ask, they had to tell what they were.
Oh.
Because they couldn't see the board they were sticking their head in.
Ah.
So they had to ask a panel or something like that to figure out what they were. One episode. That's all it lasted.
I wonder if that's around somewhere on the used tubes.
It might be. Hang on.
Gleason, to me, he's a personal hero. He was just a brilliant guy.
Hang on now.
I love the fact he did not believe in rehearsals.
Yeah, there is the apology and the episode are on YouTube.
I am making a note to self here. Got to check that out.
The whole two complete episodes are on YouTube for 58 minutes. There's also the apology. Looks like it's about 15 minutes there. No, it was 30 minutes. So yeah, you'll get a 30-minute show and then you'll get a 30-minute apology on YouTube. That was great. Did you know David Sarnoff? Do you know who that is or was?
Yes, yeah, he ran NBC.
He also ran RCA.
Yeah, well, RCA was owned by NBC. Oh,
was it owned by
the parent company?
Yeah. He was the head of RCA and NBC. He suppressed and then stole. He suppressed and stole FM radio and television from their inventors.
Wow.
Driving one to suicide and the other to alcoholism.
Holy cow. Well, not a very nice guy.
No, and for a while, NBC was a monopoly until Congress broke them up into the Blue Network and the Red Network. One became ABC.
Yeah. Wow.
That's out now.
Yeah. Fair enough.
Should have been prosecuted for that.
Yeah. Coming up on Random Facts, we're going to talk to you about the Le Mans disaster back in 1955.
Yeah.
We will talk to you about a random fact about dogs. The Shawshank Redemption.
Shawshank Redemption.
Which we mentioned on the timeline this morning.
Something the average American spends more than 12 full weeks of their life doing.
Oh.
And something that was only invented and only tested, never really used, but invented and tested during the Civil War. And never, as far as I know, never used it again. That's all coming up on Random Facts.
All right, at 7:31, next time we're Morning Maroons. Potential nominee for that bid, by the way, is a guy who spent $84,000. That's why we tell you, when you're buying anything used, pre-owned, make sure you know who you're dealing with. Spent $84,000 to buy a used Lamborghini. Paid the money and found out the car had been stolen and had it taken away. And he's going to have to get very lucky to retrieve that dough. You can always take somebody's word for it. Now, they don't have any Lamborghinis on the floor at Jack Ingram, but they have some luxury buying opportunities that are really, really cool, like this 2003 Beamer convertible. It's a Z4 3.0. And it's only got 100,000 miles on it. So this car was not driven excessively over 20 years. And it's available just over 10, or if you shop by payment, the online deal suggested price at Jack Ingram is $185 a month. If you need something larger, just a second vehicle for work at the carpool, and you don't need to go brand new, they've got a beautiful 2017 Jeep Patriot Sports Edition with low mileage at $202 a month. And it goes on from there. Last week they had Mercedes. They sold the Lexus RX 300. I'm not surprised. See, this is the thing. You can enjoy. Wow, this is new too. A 2016 Honda Fit LX. That's a beautiful family van. And it's only got 18,000 miles. This is what makes the difference. Finding cars like this, 7 years old, 7 into 18, it's a little over 2,000 miles a year. It's in mint condition, and you can check it out and all the other great buying opportunities with Tip Thames and his team at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, or stop by and see all the great new brands, plus the value car lot. Browse all their inventory at jackingram.com.
Hi, Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
From the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, here's the latest traffic update.
Around the area this morning, we have light to moderate traffic East Boulevard, Northeast Boulevard. Still a good bit of traffic inbound from Wetumpka Highway into Montgomery. I-65 and 85, light to moderate traffic through downtown. Buckle up, drive carefully this morning. Still some rain in the area. The new Toyotas are arriving daily at Reinhardt Toyota. Camrys, Corollas, Tundras, Tacomas. They go fast. Reinhardt Toyota, East Boulevard, Wendell Chase, Skywatch Traffic.
Here comes Sons. Sons Kia of Montgomery. Brubaker Kia is now Sons Kia. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at Sons Kia of Montgomery. Family owned, family driven.
Honey, it sounds like you have a little sinus congestion.
I do. I went to Adams Drugs to get a nasal decongestant. And I'm sure glad I did. I didn't realize that I couldn't take some sinus medications because of my high blood pressure.
What did they tell you?
The pharmacist overheard me talking to the clerk, and she knew that I had high blood pressure because I get my prescriptions filled there. She came around and talked to me and actually recommended a different sinus medication than the one I had picked out.
I wouldn't want you taking something over the counter that makes your blood pressure spiral out of control. Sounds like she may have saved us a trip to the emergency room.
Adams Drugs definitely go the extra mile. Always have. Always will.
I love the customer service. It's great every time I go in there. I'm so glad they helped me take care of my wonderful husband. I'm going to tell all my friends to go to Adams Drugs.
Visit us, adamsdrugs.net, for the location nearest you. With 12 Adams locations, we've been serving families in the River Region for 60 years, and we look forward to serving your family's needs as well.
It's the best sale of the season at Cavco's Spring Open House this week. Save on home decor, floral supplies, and gifts. Or find inspiration for your home in our new spring merchandise. Visit daily for door prizes, new deals, and surprises throughout the store. Saturday, enjoy music by Brian Brantley, 11 to 1, and stay for our wreath class at 1. Shop our Spring Open House for huge savings on our already low outlet pricing this week, 9 to 5 at Cavco Outlet, located on the Wetumpka Highway.
The Dell Technologies semi-annual sale starts now with limited quantity deals on select performance PCs powered by 12th Gen Intel Core processors. Save on select Vostro laptops with built-in security features and select Latitude laptops with enhanced privacy, collaboration, and connectivity. Save on select essential accessories plus free shipping and special financing with Dell Business Credit. Call a Dell Technologies advisor at 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
Rich returning from his office, and we have a call from Webb. Hello.
Good morning.
How are you?
Hey.
I'm doing fine. Man, I was
You there?
Okay.
Nope, we lost the call.
That was painful. So
we'll never know.
We now resume our regularly scheduled programming.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It's March 27th, the greatest day ever. On the 27th of March, 1998, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration approves the use of the prescription drug Viagra. During the approval, a physician had to be contacted because the process lasted more than 4 hours. Have a great March 27th, the greatest day ever. And now,
here's a stand-up guy with part two of
random facts.
Well, I'm not even going to explain that.
Explain what? What's to explain? Isn't Jay a stand-up guy?
Stand-up guy.
Yeah, yeah, he's got your back, you know, when you're in a time of trouble.
Yeah.
Should we try take two with Webb?
We're going to see what's on Webb's mind here.
Webb.
Hey, Webb.
Yes, sir. I'm sorry. Good morning. I was driving down 80, hit a ghost in the machine type of deal. Listen, I wanted to give you a positive feedback on Jack Ingram. My wife, she had a Cadillac. Had about 280,000 miles on it. She loved that Cadillac probably more than me. And I was able to find a 2018 Cadillac. Actually, I found a 16, and they had already sold it by the time I called them. Now, the sales rep, Cody, told me, he said, I have a 2018 that you may be interested in. So, anyway, I sent my wife over there, and she looked at it, loved it. We ended up buying it, and the whole process, I'm telling you, it was great. And it's a 2018 Cadillac, has all the whistles and bells, and it was absolutely immaculate and clean.
And you had a good shopping experience over there.
Yes, sir. It had 35,000 miles on it.
Well,
we got it. She loves it.
That is so awesome. And we so thank you for letting us know that you use one of our sponsors, especially the folks that go to Jack Ingram. We have so many calls from people who have bought there. Thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome.
We appreciate each and every person that does that. Awesome news. We now resume with part two of Random Facts.
Did you know the 1955 Le Mans disaster? A French driver named Pierre something or another. I don't know how to pronounce his last name, but his name is Pierre. So, yeah, French. He crashed into a crowd of spectators. The crash, explosion, and subsequent fire killed 84 people.
Wow.
And injured more than 120. It is still the deadliest car race crash ever.
Oh, my God. I just can't imagine.
Did it kill him?
That's a good question. I don't know.
Because I had this for you. If I had been responsible for something like that.
84 people. This tornado the other night killed 25. Wow.
Yeah. Think about that.
Let's see. Yeah, it did kill him. Yeah. Most catastrophic crash in motorsports history, and it prompted Mercedes-Benz to withdraw from motor racing until 1989.
Wow. Well, I did get to ride in a Grand Prix car in Miami, driven by one of the drivers, and, you take these twists and turns at high speeds, and all there is between you and that thing, it's like bales of hay and stuff. You really got to trust who's behind the wheel.
There was, you can find this on YouTube, and it doesn't take much. If you type in insane car crash on YouTube, you'll get a lot of responses. But there was one that was recorded probably Saturday or sometime yesterday by a Tesla's in-car camera.
Mm-hmm.
This little Kia something, I don't know, little sport car or whatever, pulls up. They're on the interstate, pulls up next to this truck. The truck just completely loses its driver's side front tire. The tire just completely comes off.
Wow.
Rolls under the Kia. The Kia goes airborne, and I mean catches a lot of air, turns and lands right on its top, and then rolls over again.
I have a phobia about these 18-wheelers.
This was not an 18-wheeler. This was a truck, kind of like our Bama Country truck.
Okay.
Tire just comes off the front, rolls under the Kia, flips it in the air.
Even before this, though, I really don't drive too close to our Bama Country truck.
It was not like that, but... You know the truck that sometimes JT and Leanne drive?
Yes.
That type of truck.
Ah, okay.
The really big one with the double wheels at the end of the thing. Yeah, so... Yeah. It's so random. Like, you're just driving along and that happens.
Driving down the road, trying to loosen your load, seven women on your mind, and then boom.
Man. Did you know, random fact about dogs? Dogs laugh. And the sound of dog laughter can help calm anxiety at dog shelters.
How about
I don't
that?
Know what a dog laugh sounds like, but dogs know.
Well, we should explore that.
Let's Chase is always laughing at me.
Did you know in The Shawshank Redemption,
mm-hmm. yes.
great movie, Morgan Freeman's character is asked, why do they call you Red? And he responds with, maybe it's because I'm Irish. The reason that line's in there is because the character in the novel was a red-haired Irish man, which they cast, for whatever reason, Morgan Freeman to play the part. they added that line in as just a joke because it was still from the book, but yeah, they didn't cast him that way. So, did you know the average American will spend more than 12 full weeks of their life doing this?
Sounds like a conundrum.
Doesn't it? Sitting in traffic is the answer.
Wow.
You will spend 12 full weeks of your life, more than that actually, sitting in traffic.
Going nowhere.
Yeah, basically.
I'm assuming stuck. Yeah, if you live in Chicago or Houston or any of these nightmares, ironically, the one place where they manage to keep it moving because of the way they time the lights is Manhattan.
Yeah.
Unless there's a wreck or some catastrophe, yeah, the lights there. I remember one time I must have traveled 40 blocks on it was either 5th or 7th Avenue without stopping once because the lights are so well coordinated. Anybody listening locally that might want to rethink how we do ours?
Yeah. Roundabouts will save us all.
Boy, it's perfect when you hit them just right.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, we have a question from Beth who wants to know anything on school delays today?
Yes.
2 hours.
2 hour delay. Pike County, Autauga County and Montgomery County schools, I believe.
Yeah. 2 hour delay in opening for the schools.
Thank you both.
And finally, did you know this? And you may have known, being a Civil War buff as you are, the only double barrel cannon in the world was first tested during the American Civil War. The chain snapped immediately and one ball tore into a nearby cabin, knocking down its chimney.
Ruh-roh.
The other spun off erratically and struck a nearby cow, killing it instantly.
Wow, that was a success.
A double barrel cannon.
Oh, man.
Now, if you remember, I don't know if you watched, I know that you, there was the show on, was it Showtime or HBO, The Borgias, I think is what it was, with Jeremy Irons or something. Anyway, okay. He's talking about the Borgias, the old, the Vatican family
mm-hmm.
from way back when.
Oh, yeah. No, I know it.
They had a single barrel cannon, just a regular cannon, that had two balls in it that had a chain linking the two. So it would fire that one thing out, and that, you know, ball and chain
very effective
combo was amazing.
Very effective.
This was apparently two balls attached to a chain but in two different cannons and fired at the same time. And it did not work as well as they wanted it to.
Yeah, the old ball and chain.
I don't know which side of this Civil War was testing this cannon. Yeah. I don't know who it was, but yeah, those are your random facts.
All right, we are at 7:45 on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, if you were paying attention, shortly we will do what we call a pop quiz question. That'll get you a $10 head start at Food Outlet, which could be 5 pounds of fresh chicken tenders. And I'd play a game to win that any time. And then we do follow-ups. We have extra entries for our grand prize drawing on Friday, so get ready to win. In the backcountry, your backbone better be tough, and nothing's tougher than the new Suzuki King Quad ATV with rugged package, and you don't have to travel far to get one. They're at Adams Motorsports in Montgomery, where these powerful, reliable machines are ready to conquer the toughest terrain with the added help of new steel bumpers and a really cool LED light bar. Qualified buyers can get great financing on customer cash, and they make the credit standards are bought down by the manufacturer, in this case Suzuki, so that a decent credit rating will get you the lowest available rate. They want people to buy their products and enjoy them. Experience the new Suzuki King Quad ATV with rugged package tomorrow, because Adams Motorsports is closed on Sunday and Monday, at 528 Northeastern Boulevard. That's the bypass at Ackle, and you can browse those and all the other inventory. Motorcycles, scooters that get over 100 miles per gallon, ATVs, products by Polaris, made right here in Alabama at Adams Motorsports. By the way, with one of the highest rated service departments in the country to support your purchase. See Terry and his team, that's the much beloved and glorious Prime Minister Playtime at Adams Motorsports and at adamsmotorsports.com. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we're ready for that $10 Food Outlet Pop Quiz question with Quizmaster Jay.
Did you get the questions?
I did get the questions. Did anybody else get the questions? Or
no,
just me?
No.
Okay, yeah, I got the question. Earlier in Random Facts, we heard about this, a game show that aired in 1961, only had two episodes. Who hosted that game show?
All right.
And for bonus, what was the name of that game show?
272-9228. This is a layup on a Monday morning. 272-9228. Don't forget to hang around, do the follow-ups, get bonus entries in the grand prize drawing. 272-9228.
From the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, here's the latest traffic update.
We have some officers headed to I-65 southbound at Selma Highway. Got a car in the ditch there. We're not sure if this happened earlier in the morning or last night or if it's a fresh accident, but they're checking that out. Use caution there. Virginia Loop at Monterey Drive. Got a disabled vehicle in the middle of the roadway there. Watch out for it. Other than that, we've got light to moderate traffic all over Montgomery. I-65 and 85 looking good through downtown at the moment. New Toyotas arriving daily at Reinhardt Toyota. Camrys, Corollas, Tacomas, Tundras. They go fast. Reinhardt Toyota on the East Boulevard. Wendell J. Skywatch Traffic.
Here comes Sun. Sun CDJR of Montgomery. Brubaker Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram is now Sun CDJR. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at Sun CDJR. Family owned, family driven.
Just checking my USPS Informed Delivery Digest. I don't see any birthday cards for my half birthday in there. See, what happens is when you're a kid, I'm 5 and a half, right? Because you want to get those extra months in there.
So I'm going to get you for your birthday. I'm going to get you a belated birthday card because I missed your half birthday.
This is delicate, and I hesitate to say this, but I happen to know my conception day.
And Hallmark, I bring that up all the time.
Hallmark does not have a card for that. Happy conception.
Well, then we've got an untapped market there. But William B. is our first contestant today. Hello, sir.
Good morning. Good morning. And Rich, in case I forget to tell you, Happy Conception Day.
Thank you. That was February 8th. Thank you, buddy.
Oh, well, happy belated Conception Day.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. You want a backup question, right? I'm sorry.
Oh, no. He has to answer the...
Oh, no. The main question, which is, who is the... I'm sorry. I'm operating on fumes. I'm barely awake.
I understand.
So okay. Who
hosted that show?
February 8th.
Only aired two times.
That would be Jackie Gleason. The name of the show was You're in the Picture.
That's it.
Wow, you're amazing.
Yeah. All right, so you went in, you get a bonus entry in the Grand Prize drawing. Wait, bye. Hold on. Let's go to Backup Steve.
Hey, good morning to everybody. Hey. Welcome back, Rich.
Hey, thanks. So,
way to come back.
Nintendo settled on the Mario character, but they really wanted this other character. They just couldn't get him.
I tell you what, that is the one question that I did not hear earlier because I tuned in later.
All right. You'll spend 12 full weeks of your life doing this.
Waiting in traffic, unfortunately.
Waiting in traffic is correct, yes.
Good work, Steve. Thank you, and we go to Papa John.
Hey, hi.
Hey, Rich. As a sideline, let me tell you this. I went out and checked my rain gauge this morning.
Yeah.
5 inches.
Where are you at again?
Okay.
We're up close to Animal Mountain.
Okay. Yeah, I believe that. Between Montgomery and Birmingham, some places had 3 to 7 inches. The airport had 2.36 inches. And Jay in Prattville had 1.58. I had about an inch on the east side of Montgomery. But a lot of rain. There are some washed out roads between here and Birmingham, mostly secondary highways. But that's a lot of rain, Papa John.
I would not have believed it, except I actually did go and empty it yesterday.
That's a ton of rain. Okay, so here's a backup question. The Le Mans disaster crash, a terrible crash, killed how many people? Do you remember?
Oh, Lord, I know y'all did have discussion about the driver, too.
Yeah.
I know the driver did die. It went past me somehow.
Okay, that's right. The guy who promoted Yogurt Health has a famous last name. Do you know who that is?
I'm sitting here on the computer and listening to y'all online at the same time, and that one flew over my head, too.
Kellogg's from Battle Creek. The guy's name is Kellogg's. That's okay. That's all right, man. That's all right.
Thanks.
No problem.
Appreciate you. All right, and stay tuned for Random Facts again tomorrow, same time, same station.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
252 this morning. Some of you were rudely awakened by the weather radio and tornado sirens, and especially if you're in far east Montgomery. Montgomery and then into Macon and Elmore County. A rogue tornado warning, even 2 hours after the tornado watch had expired, and apparently did some damage. There was a touchdown right around, what is the name of the town? It's in Macon County, and it destroyed a business there. So, it was just kind of a weird rogue storm. Our forecast for today, risk of showers and storms, mainly this morning. A couple of stronger storms, not out of the question. But then by lunchtime, all of that is leaving the state. A high around 81. Improvement this afternoon. Dry through the evening hours tonight. Low 57. Risk of scattered showers just about any time tomorrow. Arriving just before dawn in the morning, and then around from time to time tomorrow, with high temperature up to about 71. On Wednesday, clouds early, then sunshine later. High around 70. And Thursday's the pick of the later day. The nicest day of the week. Warm day with a high in the mid to upper 70s. We'll say 77. In fact, Friday's nice, too, with a high in the 80s. Right now, this morning, we have 72 with cloudy skies. The time is 7:55.
ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 4.25% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union, member FDIC, equal opportunity lender.
ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
Hey, everybody, Jay Scott here to tell you about Heirloom Jewelers here in Montgomery, a one-of-a-kind, different kind of jewelry store. It specializes in buying and selling usable estate jewelry, as well as maybe you got scrap gold. They buy that stuff as well. When I say they and them, I'm actually just talking about one single person, Troop Booth. He is the owner, the operator, the employee. It's just him. There's no overhead to pay. That's all. He's been running it since 2015. His grandparents opened the store in 1977. So they've been around for a while, and like the jewelry they sell, the store's been in the family business for that time as well. Fair and honest values and pricing on both your estate jewelry and that scrap gold we were talking about. You can see what they have to offer on their Facebook page or their Instagram page, pieces that go back into the 1800s, further than that. Very, very old estate jewelry. Check out heirloomjewelers.com to see more of it and get the history on those things. It's just an extensive write-up on every single piece of jewelry they sell, telling you the history behind what was used, the years those pieces came into to play there. Just fascinating. 260-0066 to make an appointment. You're only available Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 4, Saturday, 10 to 2, by appointment only. 260-0066 for Heirloom Jewelers.
You say you saw the new John Wick movie?
Yeah.
In the theater?
Yes. First, I have not been to a movie since December of 2020 was the last time I went to a movie in a theater.
I think the only one we went to was Top Gun Maverick, right?
Oh, that's right. Everything that was the only one we've done this, recently.
Yeah.
That was the number one movie over the weekend, was 73 million. Shazam, the story of Gomer Pyle, did 10 million. Scream 6, 8. It's not very impressive. Creed 3, 8.36 million, and 65 did 3.25 million. That was the weekend box office at the theaters. Right now, we have the Wall Street Business Report. And coming up an hour from now, a morning maroon. Our government just keeps delivering some excellent candidates. Get ready to...
I'm going to step aside for a little while.
You do that.
All right.
You have earned it, buddy. What are you here, 18, 20 hours yesterday?
I don't know. I'm not being paid by the hour, by the way.
So, hey, I know you had a couple of sliders yesterday, huh?
I did.
That's good.
Yeah, it was really good.
That made my it made me happy to check and see. So I went to Food Outlet yesterday, and he was already here. Mm. So I swung by with some storm.
Picked up the dog.
Yeah. And picked up Chase, and he came to my house. I think he ate better than you did, Rich.
I bet he did.
With the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bill Alexander. A late afternoon turnaround on Wall Street left stocks higher Friday as the market shook off a weak start amid worries about banks on both sides of the Atlantic. Federal Reserve officials said there was no indication financial stress was worsening as they gathered at a policy meeting this week, a fact that allowed them to stay focused on lowering inflation with another interest rate increase. In separate appearances, three regional Fed banks president said they ultimately concluded that the March 10th collapse of Silicon Valley Bank, along with other developments, did not undermine confidence in the strength of the U.S. banking system as a whole, with one dismissing the California-based lender's failure as not relevant to how other banks are managed. General Mills raised its fiscal 2023 forecast for a fourth time after beating estimates for quarterly results, helped by price increases and steady demand for its packaged food products. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bill Alexander in Washington.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. For many years, my team and I have worked diligently to provide our veterans with top-notch service, as it is our honor to serve those who have served us in the armed forces. Madeline and I are certified veteran lending specialists. Nationwide, there are over 22 million veterans that qualify to purchase a home through the VA loan program, yet less than 2 million of them currently have a VA home loan. Many lenders do not keep up with the ever-changing guidelines and benefits of the VA loan program. They are intimidated by the program, resulting in many veterans not obtaining VA loans. This is unacceptable. The VA Home Loan Program offers service members and veterans with 100% financing. You've already paid your down payment. If you are currently serving or have honorably discharged, we would love an opportunity to discuss how the VA program can serve you. Give Alabama Home Mortgage a call at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com to complete an application on your time. Thank you for your service. NMLS 1586-368, equal housing lender.
LG Tint and Graphics is known for tinting vehicles, but did you know they tint houses and offices as well? If you want to protect your floors, paint, furniture, or simply want to be cool, call them for a free estimate. 334-365-2665. LG Tint and Graphics.